Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today's topic is something we all grapple with, even if we don't always admit it. Living in the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly caught between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries? Like your mind's a pinball machine bouncing between anxieties about the future and dwelling on things that are already gone? You know that feeling when you're at a party, surrounded by people, but your head is miles away, thinking about that email you need to send or that deadline looming next week? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, life truly unfolds in this very moment. This episode is all about learning to anchor ourselves here in the now and harnessing the power of the present. Because trust me, when we learn to embrace this reality, things start to shift. First up, ditch the shoulds. You know those little voices in your head constantly judging you? Telling you what you should be doing, how you should be feeling, where you should be in life. Those are often rooted in expectations we've placed on ourselves or that others have imposed. But here's the truth, shoulds are just mental roadblocks. They keep us stuck in a cycle of dissatisfaction and prevent us from truly appreciating what's happening right now. Second, practice mindfulness. It doesn't have to be all yoga retreats and incense, folks. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Notice any sounds around you, the chirping of birds, a hum of traffic, even the gentle whirring of your fan. These little moments of awareness can ground us and bring us back to the present. Next, engage your senses. We are bombarded with information constantly, emails, notifications, social media updates, it's a sensory overload. But when we consciously engage our senses, we connect with the here and now in a deeper way. Notice the taste of your coffee, the texture of your clothes, the warmth of the sun on your skin. These simple pleasures can be incredibly grounding. Remember, you are not your thoughts. This is a big one. We often get caught up in our thought patterns, letting anxieties and worries run rampant. But remember, you're the observer, not the observed. Notice those thoughts, acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Just like clouds passing through the sky, they come and go. Lastly, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you are grateful for. It could be something big like your health or loving family, or something small like a delicious meal or a sunny day. Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have, fostering a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and stressed. Your mind starts racing, you think about all the things you need to do, the missed deadline looming over your head, the fact that you'll be late for an important meeting. Instead of letting those thoughts consume you, take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings. Notice the trees rustling in the wind, the cars passing by, even the scent of fresh air coming through your open window. You could even put on some calming music and use this time to unwind and listen to something uplifting. By focusing on these sensory details, you're shifting your attention away from the frustration and bringing yourself back into the present moment. This doesn't mean ignoring the problem, it means approaching it with a calmer, more focused mind once you reach your destination. So remember, folks, life is happening right now. Embrace this beautiful chaos, find joy in the little things, and let go of the need to control every outcome. Be present, be grateful, and enjoy the ride. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder to embrace the present moment. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, it helps others discover our little corner of Stoic wisdom. And most importantly, keep practicing those mindfulness techniques throughout your day. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.